Okay, then I did two things. I backed the companies up financially, and Pfizer didn't want to admit it, and they had to retract their statement. You know, Pfizer's really in, okay? I'll give you a little breaking news. Pfizer is in with the FDA. And what the FDA did with Johnson & Johnson is so stupid. You know, they all want me to do a commercial because a lot of our people don't want to take vaccine. You know, I don't know what that is exactly. Republican, I don't know what it is.
You encourage people to get it.
I encourage them to take it. I do. But they want me to make a
vaccine. Did you get it?
Yes, I did. I had it and I took it, okay?
You got both.
Because I believe. So here's the thing. They want me to do a commercial saying, take the vaccine.
Well.
And they think that's very important, and I'd certainly do it. But then I call them, I say, let me ask you a question. You just did something. 6 people out of 8 million people, somebody said that Tylenol, women's birth control, all cause far more. 6 people
out of 7
experienced
million.
Some difficulty. Mm. 6 people, and that's too bad. It's terrible. But they paused it. That's the worst thing you could have done from a public relations standpoint. They paused Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And it probably even affects the other vaccines a little bit. But they paused it. It's had a devastating impact. Pfizer got together. And I'll tell you something. I think it's very suspect as what they did with Johnson & Johnson. Because the only people that are happy about that are Pfizer and Moderna. The only people that are happy about that, because what they did is a terrible, terrible thing.